Well, again, it is a joy to be back this day. I have to tell you, I caught myself shouting several times through the airport once we arrived yesterday. And we were thankful to be back on American soil. We had some wonderful fellowship and a blessed time ministering with our Canadian friends and brethren up there. And but boy, it was sure to be back home. And I had never been so glad to be on a school bus in my whole life. And so we were on it. Thank you, Brother Jake and Miss Carrie for making that trip. We had several other families riding with us, and the Winds and Cody and Kendra riding, and just several others. It was a blessing to be able to have that welcome party as we came through out of the exit. It was, you know, of course, I guess we got there about 11:30, closer to midnight. I'm not sure the exact time there in Atlanta, but they were there with us. And man, got on the bus. They had sandwiches, sub sandwiches for us. Homemade cut bread, and man, they had chips and drinks, and boy, it was a blessed time. And I want to thank you, Jake and Carrie, and all those that participated in that, helping that, really encouraged us as we arrived, and it was a blessed time. I'm not going to go into a lot of details of how the trip went because I don't want to give everything away. We are planning a special night a week from today. We will, in our PM service, we will dedicate that whole service to present our trip to Nova Scotia. And we're going to probably show a video, pictures, and have some testimonies, and just be encouraged. And I just want to tell you, church, thank you. We got numerous notes and emails and text and Facebook messages that you folks were praying for us, and we knew you were, and we saw the hand of God move. Every night, it was just answer to prayer after answer to prayer, and we just give Him the glory. And that I just thank God for what He did during that trip. And like I said, we missed you guys dearly. And thank the Lord. I heard things went well on Sunday with Brother Jeremy Lockhart. So thankful for he and his family were able to be here with you. And we're rejoicing. We're already thinking about the next trip where we can go. And but I have to admit, there are several reasons why, but I never will be the same after this trip, okay? You get to know your church members a whole lot better when you got to sleep in the same house as they sleep in. And just let me say, Ethan and Brad have taught me many things not to do, okay? We did though. We had a lot of good stories, a lot of good times, and Lord just really knitted our hearts as a team, and oh boy, I think every team member would say this, even and knitted our hearts with Calvary Baptist Church there in Plympton, Nova Scotia, like we way more than we ever expected to be. It's like we have known them our whole life. And how God used that trip on both sides, and look forward to again bring you up. So do your best to plan to be here, of course, next Sunday night. And I'm just thankful. You pray for me. I'm going on about 3 hours of rest, and I've had 2 cups of coffee, and that's been good. And boy, by the way, I don't know if any of y'all ever heard of Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons, that's Canadian coffee, and it is good. And I got my fix before leaving the airport, had a couple cups, and I think I'm still running on Tim's too. And not running on Dunkin', running on Tim's. But that was a blessing to be able to experience a lot of cultural things, and thank God for that. Well, if you turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Paul is coming to the end of this letter, first letter to the church in Corinth, a church that he started, and a lot of instructions in this letter, a lot of rebukes and different things of that nature, and he's coming, he's drawing to an end, and so he's given some conclusions. There's some advice he is giving, and just helping this church get in order the way it needed to be. And it's also instructions about the collection that would be taken up for the saints in Jerusalem. But what I want to focus on is a section there in about the middle of this chapter, toward the end more so. But it starts there in verse number 15. Verse number 15 of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. The Word of God says here, "I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas, and Fortunatus, and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge ye them that are such." Let's pray together. Father, I am grateful for this morning that we can gather around the Word of God. Lord, I'm so glad to be back at my church, our church. Lord, I miss being here, and I know the team did too, and we thank you for bringing us back safely, Lord. I thank you for the brethren here that have held the ropes through the week and praying and encouraging us, and Lord, the fruit that you have brought forth through that trip and will continue to bring forth. I'm thankful to you, Lord. And now I just pray that you would meet with us and use your word, Lord, this morning to change us. And by the power of your Spirit, God, help us to obey your word and your will. And God, we'll be careful to give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that was a trip that I could describe in many ways this morning, this past week. But one of the ways that I can describe it to you, even on about 3 hours of rest and a week of late nights and early mornings, I would say that I could define that trip as refreshing. Refreshing. And by the way, serving the Lord is refreshing. Yes, there are times it can be exhausting, of course, but even in that, as we'll see as the example of the house of Stephanas, even in the times of serving the Lord Jesus Christ, there are times that God just refreshes His people, even in the midst of serving, and how thankful we are to that. And that's what I want to do with the Lord's help. Look at the example of this house, which basically was a family that were the first fruits, as the Word of God says there, of Paul's ministry to the land of Corinth. And Achaia, which would be that area of Corinth that Paul is referring to here, and is exactly that region where Corinth was the capital. That was the main commerce, the main city there in that region. And these people would have been of the first fruits of Paul's ministry. And he's going to give some examples about them. And he's going to encourage the church in Corinth to look to the house of Stephanas. And I want to encourage Crooked Creek Baptist Church this morning, let's look to the house of Stephanas and draw from the examples that were laid out in this dear church and this dear family. You know, when we think of things as being refreshing, many things can come to mind. Something cold to drink. Praise God for this nice glass of water up here. It is refreshing to have, especially on a hot day. By the way, I heard y'all had some hot weather this past week. Well, I'm not trying to rub it in or anything, but I don't think it got over 80 where we were. No, it might have had one or two days, but... But I want to tell you, listen, it was so nice. In the morning, I think a couple times we got up and the low was around 48, 49 degrees. And it was refreshing in many ways. Unless the wind was blowing in the wrong direction, and then there was a mink farm located where we were, and you didn't want to be on the other side of that breeze. But it was refreshing, and I tell you what, too, I want you to know, we loved y'all so much that as we were 20-something thousand feet in the air yesterday coming out of Halifax and boy, then going on through Toronto, we decided to bring on some cool breeze for y'all. Didn't you notice a difference this morning? Amen. Amen. We love y'all. That's why we did that. Now the Lord loves us. That's why He does all that He does. He loves us and takes very good care of us. But we see that there was a theme of being refreshed here, and I know that that's something that we experienced, and something I want to talk about more so about that church, Calvary Baptist Church, being refreshed. And you know, you think of food maybe when you're hungry, boy, you're just weak and you need some refreshments. And you need to be revitalized, re-energized, and you can think of different things. We, even in the Word of God, we think of music. Music can be refreshing, as we see Saul and others that were encouraged and refreshed by music. We see fellowship. We can look to Philemon and others where the fellowship of the brethren was refreshing. And we definitely experienced much of that over the past week. So there's many ways that we can refresh others, and I want to look to that. I remember one time, speaking of drinking things for refreshment, I can remember, just as if it was yesterday, one of the most refreshing drinks I ever had in my life. It took place about halfway between Niamey Niger and Agadez Niger, pretty much Sahara Desert, and I was just riding a bus called Rimbo. Some of the scariest times of my life, folks, riding on that African bus. Folks, to give you an idea, it was like a Greyhound bus in many ways. But these people that would drive these buses, listen, just let me tell you, they did not care about the laws of the land, okay? And the roads were just about as narrow, seemingly, as the road right out here beside our church, in front of our church, with potholes with that. So you would have them swerving on the outside and swerving on the inside, different things, dodging. And I'm not kidding. Those buses, sometimes when they would pass each other, I would say they would many times be a foot apart going that way. And, you know, praying for the trip took on a whole new meaning when riding that bus. But it was hot. They were not air conditioning, most of them. It was just stifling hot on those things. And most of the people on that bus did not wear deodorant, so that did not help matters. But anyway, on that bus, I remember one stop specifically. We pulled off, and that's a lot of times they'd have these little, this little stand set up with refreshments. And boy, I looked over, and one thing that, one of the things you could find in Niger they had here in the States, yes, you guessed it. Coca-Cola. Boy, you could get Coca-Cola there, and I was always thankful. And this African over here, this Nigerian, he had him a cooler, and he had him some Coca-Cola on some ice. And boy, how thankful I was for that. And I can remember going over there, and I remember getting my money out, and I believe it was maybe a dollar. It cost me a dollar, and I would have given him 10 on the spot right there. But I gave him a dollar, and I remember, Brother Ricky, that taking that thing out of the cooler, ice just coming off, falling off that thing, and water dripping. And I remember cranking that top. And man, I turned that thing up, and folks, I could have done a Coca-Cola commercial. I was drinking that Coke, and it was just, boy, those Africans, I just happened to catch it at the corner of my eye. All I could see was teeth. They were smiling at me. Because they thought, look at this man right here. What is he thinking, guzzling down this Coca-Cola? Is man, he's been hot. And I did. It was so refreshing. Yeah, I know water is probably would have been better for me, but I don't care. I wanted a Coca-Cola, okay? And that's what I had. And I'm not kidding, boy. For the rest of the trip, I just felt better and was thankful for how refreshing that was. But you know what? When it comes to being, that's something being refreshed physically. But you know what? God wants us to be refreshing spiritually. He wants us to be, if you will, a Coca-Cola, how a Coca-Cola can be refreshing to somebody on a hot day. He wants us to be, as brethren, as God's children, He wants us to be refreshing to others. And I believe that is what we see here in this passage, a house, a home, a man, a people that had decided that they were going to be refreshers. They were going to be people that refreshed others. I want us to see number one here. In our passage, I want us to see their example that they were simply instinctive.
Why were they refreshing, and why did how did they have the ability to be refreshing? Well, I see number one there in verse 15 that they were instinctive. Look, I beseech you, brethren. And he goes on to say, you know the house, you understand these people, you know their leaders in the church, that it is the first fruits of Achaia. They were some of the first to come to know Christ through that ministry. Now get this next phrase. That they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. It's the only time in our Bible that this word is used, this word addicted. It carries the meaning of appointing themselves. Putting themselves in place is the idea that this word carries. They place themselves in a position to be a blessing. And that's what we see here, Paul describing this family right now, that they have addicted themselves to what? To the ministry of the saints, to serving the ministry, serving the people. And we know specifically, even in this context, Paul was given instruction about the saints in Jerusalem who were in need, and how they were wanting to be a blessing to them, and he was encouraging them of that. But I see here that they just basically had a sense about them to see needs. The idea here also carries, not only were they instinctive and just wanting to place themselves, but it was done voluntarily. It was not forced. As your pastor, dear church, I don't plan ever to force you to do anything. That really takes out, that would be me robbing you. Because God does not want anybody to be forced to anything. He wants us to do it with a voluntary spirit. Voluntary spirit. Just a volunteer spirit, just to be willing to say, Lord, I see a need. And I will place myself in this position. Now, this was not promoting themselves. It was not saying, hey, choose me. Hey, I'm appointing myself. No, it was the idea of they were just placing themselves in a way that they could be used of the Lord. You know, that's something that all of us will be doing here in the next couple weeks. As we line up our ministry opportunities for the coming year, the different Sunday school classes that'll be going on, the different ministries, the grow teams, the greeting ministry, the good news club. It's going to be an opportunity for us to see the example, how we can be refreshing to others. And you know what that's going to take? First of all, it's going to take a volunteer spirit saying, you know what? I will addict myself to the ministry. I will appoint myself to the ministry to present myself saying, here am I. Lord, use me. I may not have much, but this is what I will offer. And that's exactly what we see here as an example. They saw these needs and they just put themselves forward. And I don't want anybody ever to feel forced about doing anything, because that's not what it's about. It's about just being willing and letting the Lord lead you. Now, as your pastor, of course I'm going to encourage you and remind you of needs. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't. Of course I'm going to present needs and encourage those of you to pray about it and seek after it. But I'm trusting that the Lord would give our church a spirit of refreshing and seeking to refresh others by the spirit of just presenting ourselves. But not only that, we see that they were instinctive and seeing the needs and just saying, hey, I'm not going to stand around. I'm going to jump forward in this and I'm going to present myself. But then we see also that they were involved. And when I say involved, I mean they were involved with a team-like spirit. They were involved. Look there in verse 16. It says here that ye submit yourselves unto such. Okay, he's talking about the house of Stephanus. He's saying, yourselves unto such, and to every one that helpeth, get this, with us, and laboreth. That word right there, helpeth us, is the word that just simply coming alongside. Being a team player. I am so thankful for the unity God gave our team to Nova Scotia. It was so obvious that God's Spirit was working, folks. There were times where we were tired. There were times where the team that I saw just really was put out of their comfort zone in some areas. But I just saw during that week a team spirit. And I felt like that it was the same spirit that we see here that was just wanting to help. Even if they had to set aside their preferences or whatever the case may be, it was just like, we'll do what we got to do to make this thing work for the glory of God. And to keep a unified spirit. And by the way, that's what a successful church does. They work together in unity, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, setting aside perhaps a preference for the sake of another, just to say, look, you know what? This is out of my comfort zone, but I'm going to do this for the glory of God. And it says here that they were helpers. And I'm so thankful. I'm still praising God for that. I was just, it just really impacted me as your pastor. I want you to know that. And encouraged me and challenged me in this area of just being a helper. Just saying, Lord, hey, how can we help? And that's what we wanted to encourage the brethren to do with Pastor Randy. He's been there for about 7 years, and there's a good church there, and we just wanted to go encourage those people. Hey, let's get involved. Help your pastor. Encourage him. And Brother Randy does not have a song leader. I think he has one deacon. But he doesn't have a lot of men in the church that are currently necessarily serving right alongside. And you know, I encouraged him. Hey, get behind your pastor. Come alongside and help him. And I know many of them maybe were intimidated, but you know what? If you're ever unsure, this goes for you too, dear church. If you're ever unsure where you might be a help, hey, just come and ask me. I'll find something for you that may fit your desires and your needs. I'm not going to put you in a position where you would contrary to maybe your gifts and your desires. I'm not going to force that, like I said earlier. But boy, there's just a desire to be a help, and we see that here. You know, I think of little Thomas and. And children in general, you'll know they, most of the times, they want to help. And if we're all honest, many times we understand that when a small child of that nature wants to help, usually it does slow things down. Or perhaps it doesn't get done as well as you would like, or as quickly as you would like. But what that does is, when I do take the time to allow little Thomas or Marianne to come alongside and help, and well, you know what it's doing? It's doing a couple things. It's involving them. Helping them feel part of the team. Part of the process, because they are. They are part of the family. And you matter. Your effort matters. Your gifts matter. And not only that, but it helps them build confidence in the little steps. And that's where it all begins, just little steps. And I believe that's what these folks did. They just put themselves forward, but also they were involved. I want us to see here, look how it not only says that they helped, but look at that next word. Look at that next word. It says, and laboreth. Do you know what that word means? It goes further than just works. That word laboreth simply means toiled. They labored with all of their might. Strenuously, they labored and toiled for the glory of God. So we see that they were truly involved. And they were industrious. They said, hey, listen, we're going to put forth it all for the glory of God. And we're going to make sure that we do God's work together that He might be glorified. That's what it takes to have a successful work. Brother Christian preached a message the other day. It was a classic message. And if you didn't hear it, you need to get it. But it just talked about the importance of effort. A couple together, of course, with God's enabling power of His Spirit. But this is what we see here, another evidence. Paul commended this house of Stephanus for laboring, for toiling for the glory of God. And how encouraging that must have been to those people. I tell you what, I'll brag on the team again just because it's so fresh in my mind, but I was absolutely floored at the work ethic of our team. From the youngest to the oldest, those teenagers. Boy, when we went to splitting wood, I was telling Brother Mike earlier, I think we had close to at least 7 to 8 cords of wood that they put up, and he will burn close to that in a winter. It's a lot of wood, and man, I was floored at how well the team worked together, and I'm just not talking about the fellas. Hey, you better watch out, some of these young ladies around here put you in a headlock in a heartbeat, probably. But man, the ladies, Lindsay and Holly and JJ and Katie and Anna, I mean, they just would get out there with those young men, and boy, they'd pick up logs just as big as Brad could pick up. I'm just kidding, Brad. But they worked hard, man. They would pick up and move that wood and split it and pass it, man. And they were just, they were industrious. They were toiling for the Lord. And I'm so thankful for that. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. You want to be refreshing to a community? You want to be refreshing to some of the brethren in the church that are struggling and need to be refreshed? We're going to have to do some toiling. Going to have to step out of our comfort zone and put forth that effort and energy that will cost us, and the Lord will use that. And through that, I want us to see our last point here is that they were, because of their characteristics that Paul used, I want to see they were invigorating. They were invigorating. Look there, and back to our passage in chapter 16 there. Look at verse number 17. It says, I am glad, of the coming of Stephanus again. And it goes on to say, for what they did. It says, for which was lacking on your part, they supplied. And again, there's their involvement, team effort. They couldn't all go for this visit, but they did go. This small group did go. And what a picture of what we did this past week. Not all the church could go, of course, but there was a small group that could go to Nova Scotia, and we did, and we couldn't have done it without you. It was a team effort, and basically what he's saying here, they were able to supply your lack, what you were lacking. You couldn't go physically, but they did, and look what it says in verse 18, for they have refreshed my spirit and what? Yours. So not only did they refresh Paul's spirit, but he's saying, listen, they have refreshed yours. By doing what exactly they needed to do. By being instinctive and involved and industrious. Because of that, they have, as a result, have been refreshing to others. And he says there in verse 18, therefore, acknowledge ye them that are such. Listen, there are people all around us, my dear brethren, that really need refreshing. The word refresh, anapeo in French, is basically carries the idea of to cause or permit one to cease from any movement or labor in order to for them to recover their strength, to collect it again, a breather. And I'm asking the Lord to help us all to have that spirit. To be a refresher, to be refreshing to others, being willing to come alongside and say, listen, I want to help you in this. I want to pray with you in this. I want to encourage you with this. And then sometimes it will even go without even asking people of how you can refresh them. Sometimes it will be done with just you being led by God's Spirit voluntarily, addicting yourself. You know what's saying? You're not going to wait around and see who's going to do that or this. If God impresses it upon your heart, you say, Lord, I'll do it. I'll do it. And I'm asking the Lord to help our church to do just that. You know, Brother Randy, we all gathered together in his living room there that last night before leaving, Friday night. It was Saturday morning that they would have done that. I asked Brother Randy to give the last devotional. We had a devotional every morning that each of us, Brother Ricky and myself and Jeff and Derek and Daniel, we all gave a short devotional. I asked him to do the last one, and one of the testimonies that he gave through that, he says, I know we've seen somebody come to know the Lord. He was thrilled about that. He says, but I'll tell you what, more than anything, your church seems to have helped revive us. They were down. They just seemed to be just kind of in a slump. They felt that way. But he says, this week has been refreshing to us. And he said, not only that, but I want you to know, team, he said, you've refreshed me. And Sister Michelle would say the same thing. We've been refreshed. You've come alongside us to help us. You've given up yourselves. You come and you toiled all week and given up yourselves. And they said, thank you. Because of that, we feel refreshed. And none of the glory goes to us. All the glory goes to God. Because it is the Lord who will use His people to be refreshing to others. And can I just encourage you, dear church, this morning, pray and ask God to help you to be refreshing to others. As the house of Stephanas was in the church of Corinth, you too, dear friend, your house, your family, you can be refreshing to others. But you must be willing to be involved, to be instinctive, to see needs, to think of needs, to be industrious, and God will make you refreshing. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the Word of God here. I thank you for the truth of it. I need this truth, Lord. I need it. I want to be refreshing to others, Lord. I want my life, Lord. I want this church. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would help us to be a cold of drink, some cold water to a thirsty community. Lord, would you help us to see needs within, even in our own church? People that need to be refreshed. That need somebody to come and hold their arms up. Lord, please, let us be instinctive in this. Let us be discerning. Help us to be willing. Lord, thank you for what you'll do as we obey this truth of your Word. And we'll trust, God, that you will use us to be refreshing. For thy glory, I do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand with me, please? I just ask you to be obedient to God's Spirit. If you need to come, you come.